Welcome to the Your Peak Life Podcast. Let's conquer the summit of life and reach the apex of our potential.
All right, so welcome to another episode of Your Peak Life. We got a special guest here, superstar agent Matt Salway.
The one and only.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. So, obviously, you got history here with the company from the get-go. But I want to take it before that. Obviously, you know, let everybody know where you're from, a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Yeah, so originally from upstate New York. Did some college for a little while, and it didn't really work out the way I wanted it to. You know, didn't take it as seriously as I should have. So I joined the military, like a lot of us do.
You can have nothing going on, I guess, right?
Yeah, yep.
That's how it works.
Hey, man, I was working construction in the summers and partying too much during my college days, not going to class. So military was the only option. So ended up down here in Virginia. I've been here since 2011.
What school did you go to?
So the first time I went to Rochester Institute of Technology, but I actually finished my bachelor's degree. Mm. At one point, I was full-time agent, full-time Navy, had a brand new baby, and was getting my bachelor's degree in electrical engineering. So those were fun times, you know.
It was stacked.
Yeah. So I ended up finishing my bachelor's degree from ODU.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Navy, when did you join the Navy?
Yeah, so joined in 11.
All right.
I have, 313 days left on the books, and then I am out.
Great. Nobody's counting.
Yeah, no. Bro, I've been counting for 4 years. I ain't even playing.
Well, you said you were going to do 20. I remember when we...
I do.
We originally got together. You were going to do 20.
That's right.
I was. I'm going to stay in. That's what it was.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that was before 2020. You know what I mean?
So that...
Went from selling 14 houses to 49 in a year. That shit was crazy.
So... Obviously, the Navy's what brought you here, and you've been here ever since. You didn't have any other duty stations outside of Virginia?
Nope. I did the Enterprise, which was stationed here.
Okay.
They sent me over to FRC Oceana, which is where I met Mike and Eric. And then I went to FRC Norfolk, and then I went to HSC 28, and now I'm back on Oceana. So
when you met Mike and Eric, were these guys already doing real estate, or?
Mike was. I don't know if Eric was.
I wasn't.
Actually... You might have been. No, I don't think so. So, listen, man, Mike was my assistant LPO when I was just a, you know, brand new second class. Yeah, man, it takes me back. And I remember watching him, right? So I remember watching him, you know, hustling Navy, but then also out in the smoke pit hustling real estate all the time. And I was like, man, good for him back then, you know.
Okay.
Good for him. And I didn't even think twice about it until like 2 years later, you know, I met the love of my life. My wife and I decided that we were going to buy a house. Naturally, first person I called, Mike.
Mm.
And he was still at the time, too.
Yeah. He left me there to do the home inspection.
Yeah, Mike went on. He went out to sea in the middle of it, and then that's when I realized Eric was in real estate because he came to do my home inspection and stuff. So, yeah, and it was when we sat down at the closing table when I bought my first house, and Mike was sitting across from me, and I looked at the Alta and saw the commission on there was like almost $9,000. So afterwards, I pulled him aside and was like, hey, man, did you just make $9,000? And he was like, I mean, kind of. You know, you got to take taxes and I got to split it with the team and this, that, and the other. But I made a good amount.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, how do I do that? And he was, and, you know, looking back now, I understand. So Mike was just like, yeah, whatever, man. Just go to Alpha College. Because now I get asked probably daily, let me come work for you. Let me come work for you. Let me come work for you. So I get where Mike was coming from at the time. Like, yeah, all right, I'll believe it when I see it. Here's where you go. Talk to me when you get it. So
to remind him though, he didn't talk to us when he got it.
Oh, really?
No. So I got my license, right? I got my license and interviewed a couple places, and then I was at like a cocktail party with some friends, and a good friend of mine, his buddy was in real estate. Working at EXP, he was like, bro, I'll mentor you, just come work for me. The splits are nice. You get stock options, you know, all the EXP, you know,
the downline,
sales points. Yeah, exactly.
Recruit for us.
And, I was like, cool.
Now, in all honesty, though, shout out to Randy.
Yeah, Randy Shungla.
Mm-hmm. Super, super solid agent.
We're still great friends today.
High performing. Like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So he took me under his wing. He showed me a few things. We did a few deals together. At the time, Randy was really busy. So, you know, he didn't have as much time for me as probably I needed. And I ended up just taking things on my own and, you know, just rocking with it and not seeing as much success as I would like, you know. I think first year I did 12 deals, so I was doing about one a month, and a lot of it was from Facebook and social sphere and all that
stuff. Are you in sea duty or shore duty at this point?
Man, that was shore duty. Okay. I actually took a break. I took the summer semester off from getting my bachelor's degree to go to Alpha College of Real Estate and get my license.
This is super side note. Was Mike still the same Mike that we know now over there, all super intense and fucking
yeah.
The Mike shit hasn't with my changed. Fucking shiny
I've
boots.
Known Mike for, man, 10 years. That boy has not changed.
Okay.
he's just taking it to the next level every time. Yeah. But inside, he's still the same dude. And I
because I can only imagine, and me knowing the Mike that I know now, right? Navy Mike, because the Navy's a little bit different, right? Yeah.
No, Mike is over the top on everything he does.
Yep.
Everything he does, he takes it to the next level.
That's a fact. So
you put boots on him and tell him to get to work on a ship, and he's going to take it to that next level. Just like you get him on the phone and say, hey, I want to buy a house, and he's going to take it to that next level. And that's gotcha. The way, that's the Mike I've always known. And that's actually, I mean, Eric brings the same thing to the table. And man, when I was in my slums, you know, I left EXP and I chased 100% commissions, and I was not selling houses at all. I went over to Realty One for a little while, and I see Mike and Eric always under contract, closing day, you know, and I'm just like, man, I remember shoveling snow. We had a snowstorm. I was shoveling snow and my Facebook notification went off and I look and it's Mike, closing day. And I was like, this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I'm shoveling snow. I haven't closed a deal in 4 months. I hit up Eric. I was like, what are you guys doing?
You know, it's funny because the day we talked, I was, remember those little ball things that follow the trees on Oceana?
Yeah.
I was kicking around those little balls, like walking around the schoolhouse. He calls me. He's like, "Hey man, so what do you think if I make a move?" And I'm like, "Well, you fucking should. You know, like we're over here killing it. I haven't seen a thing from you except I have this cool pen,
right?
You know, he had these Realty One pens.
So I did, yeah.
You know, and I was like, just come over and talk to us.
I can't tell you how many times I tried to quit, man. In fact, I would not be in real estate today if it wasn't for my wife.
Okay,
that woman has been the most supportive person in my life to date. I remember going through the class and thinking that maybe I'm not going to pass this test. Mm-hmm. She was right there. Any slum that I've ever had in real estate, she's been right there and been like, come on, you can do this. Like, keep going.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
Support. I mean, a lot of people don't understand, like, this shit isn't easy at a high level. I mean, it's easy at a very low level.
Yeah.
Producing the way you are, I mean, you're having one of your best years so far.
Yeah,
27 you know units what? Closed.
And you know what's already. Crazy is I'm having one of the best years so far, and I am also in the longest slump of my entire career since it took off. Right now, past 3 weeks have been duds, man. I've been hustling my ass off and doing what needs to be done. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, my wife, same thing, right there. Like, come on, it's okay. Just keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. You're going to get it.
The floodgates are going to open.
Exactly.
Again. Like,
exactly.
It's going to happen.
Right. And I say the biggest slump, right? And I still have like 8 under contract, and you know, it's a success that, you know, like you said, at operating at a high level, 8 under contract is not enough when you're at this level where you're like, man, I'm used to 15 under contract. We are fucking up. Yeah, right. That's slow.
The new standard. And it's funny, like last year, me and him, we would talk all the time, like, I'm gonna catch you. And every time, man, it was like, one, he does two, I'll do two, he does three, and then I'll do three, and he'll do two. And I'm like, okay, I got a shot.
Yeah.
This year, I'm like, bro, I got him this year. I got him. I have to get him. And I'm like, not 9 million? Like, is this wrong?
So, you know, before we walked in here, you were having a meeting, and me and him were talking, and I pulled up all the data, and I told him that. I said, right. Look, I heard all the talks about this year I'm going to beat Matt and this and that.
Oh, everybody out here is gunning.
Hey, man, I invite it, because I'll be honest, man, I love it. Competition's great. To have something to strive for is great. And, you know, I'm the same way. I need to beat what I did last year.
Right. Yeah.
I cannot stop growing, because if you're not growing, you're dying, right?
And 100%. And you said something to me over there, and you don't mind if I shared. You know, no, you want to be top 10 in our area.
Top 10 in the area. Shit, if you take new construction out, I want to be number one.
Yeah. And I believe you can, right? And I looked at that list.
Shout out to Michael Daughtry.
That dude's a beast. Yeah. We need you in here too. So I looked at that, and then I just kind of laughed to myself, right? And I was like, ain't nobody catching this. Yeah, because it was like, I was shocked. I was like, holy shit. And today when I looked again, obviously that number shot up, and it's 27 deals already closed year to date.
Yeah.
And
blessed this year.
Active duty military, still working, still finding a way to help your clients, service the clients, listing appointments, flips, obviously other ventures, right? Yep. You and your wife have started another company.
We did, yeah. Yep. Kudos to Eric. Eric gave me the idea and I just ran with it.
Yeah, and what's that now?
So it's a fix and list company, right? So Eric brought this idea to me like, hey, man, you know, you go to a listing appointment and, you know, the house needs some love. You know, you've got cash in your hand. Why don't you, you know, offer to do some repairs and, you know, put a little bit up on top for the delayed payment fee.
Yep.
And collect a closing. You know, make a little extra cash on the same deal. You get to sell the house for more money.
Top dollar.
You know, get more commissions. You sell it faster, all that good stuff. And I was like, that's a really good idea. Mm-hmm. So I ended up doing, man, like 3 or 4 of these with Juan Aponte. Shout out to Pro Home Builders. And, you know, it kind of opened my eyes to, man, I'm kind of exposed here, because what if they don't sell, or what if they don't go through? And at the same time, I had this idea of, you know, I bet you there's a lot of agents out there that walk into houses and have the exact same thought and don't have a solution for this. They just don't.
Or the money.
Exactly. I mean, you know, some of us are fortunate enough that we can walk in and be like, oh, it's a $30,000 job. Cool. I got you covered. Just pay me $34 at closing, whatever.
Right.
But a lot of agents don't have that luxury, but they have the same problems we have.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife launched this company. It's called Spruced Up Renovations. So they do all of the renovations up front, no cost to the seller. Just pay back at closing.
That's
and it's been interesting. It's been rewarding, and it's been awesome. I mean, it's going well. I think we've cleared, I don't know, 5 or 6 jobs already this year, and it's, you know, just a brand new company, you know.
Yeah, and that's a thing in this market. I mean, especially at a level you guys are doing real estate, right? Where we're walking into some of these properties, it's like smells like a dog. It smells like a dog.
Yep.
A wet dog. Carpet's dirty. Walls are messed up.
Yep.
And sometimes it doesn't. The math's right. Like, yep. Hey, look, you're gonna spend $15,000 on this. Let's just say paint, some carpet, and miscellaneous things, but you're gonna be able to pay that off and make another $30 on top of that.
Yep,
price right, like, and everything.
I sell this program every listing appointment I go to, every single one of them, because there is not a single house out there that is perfect unless it's like new construction,
or
right?
Or an agent's house.
Even new even a new construction, I could probably still sell it. Yeah. Because the program just makes sense, man. I just did a new construction. I'm actually closing in a couple of weeks. But when I did the listing appointment, he had an unfinished room above the garage. I was like, bro, we could instantly jack up the price on your house. You finish this room, we could jack up the price on your house by $40,000 because you add X amount of square footage and another bathroom. And, you know, so I'm always selling this program, and it always works. It always works. I mean, every single time a seller is putting $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 more in their pocket, agents are putting an extra $500 to $1,000 in their pocket. Houses are selling for 2 days instead of $15,000, $20,000, $30,000. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then they're asking for closing costs and all types of shit.
Exactly.
Now, let me go back a little bit. Now, you're here at Iron Valley, right? You said your first year was so-so, but then stuff starts to click. At what point do you see yourself competing against Mike and Eric?
Yeah, so I mean, I was on the Edwards real estate team back when we were under Chris Hamilton's Realty, or Hamilton's Realty. And honestly, they taught me everything. So Mike has always been huge. I learned everything about social media from Mike. And then we used to have powwows every week where we'd sit down. We had the whole Edwards real estate team would sit down, and we would round robin phone calls, cold calling.
Okay.
And this man taught me how to talk on the phone. And I've put my own little spin on it since then. But, I mean, those – I attest a lot of my success to those two things. You know, Mike showing me how to approach media, social media, and then you just killing it on the phone.
No, I appreciate that.
No, so, I mean, those powwows helped me.
How big was the team then?
We had, what, 11 people?
Yeah, but people. I mean, you got to think getting 11 people in a room, it was usually like 5 to 7 of us
right.
that were actually there doing the thing, you know. And it's nerve-wracking because making a phone call on your own, like you even notice it now, like, hey, here's a number, go call them. They'll get up and they'll leave the room.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
No, you sit at this table, you make the call, and we're going to tell you what you did or didn't do wrong or right. And it made everybody better. Everybody on that team came here, and they're all top producing agents. So something was working on that team for sure.
Hey man, that's what I attest a lot of my success to that. I mean, now I can cold call any person, anytime, under any situation, and I got it under control.
Right. And no, it doesn't matter the question.
Yep. And that, I mean, it takes practice to get from where we were to where I'm at now. But yeah, I mean, and the initial fears of getting on the phone and talking to somebody was all solved at Edwards Real Estate Team.
And there were some cringy. Even today, man, there's still cringy phone calls.
Yeah,
you know, like still. You're going to have them for sure. But you've taken what we've taught you and honestly have pushed it to a new level, right? You got virtual assistants that help you with social media. You got things and systems in place now. Do you think that has pushed you to the next level?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, because, you know, you can't do it all on your own. You know, just like I would have quit if it wasn't for my wife supporting me. I would not be able to sell as many houses if I didn't have the agents and teams that work under me.
Right.
I mean, honestly, it sucks that I'm still in the Navy because you know, I've kind of grown past it. And I feel like, you know, my time is better suited elsewhere at this point. But, you know, I'm obligated to serve a contract and I do it to my fullest, right? But the Navy, at the same time, I have to be thankful for it, even in my real estate career, because back in 2020 when COVID hit, right, the Navy said, hey, we know you're a real estate agent and you need to cut that out because you're exposing yourself to COVID when you shouldn't have to. And we need you to work here. And right. Because of that, I ended up hiring Amanda Cummings, my showing agent. Right. And from there, I mean, she took so much off of me as my showing agent, going out and showing houses. You know, showing houses when I'm normally at work for the Navy, she would be doing home inspections and all kinds of things while I'm working for the Navy. And then also, even on my days off, you know, she's out doing those things and I'm in the background hustling client acquisition, writing contracts, getting things in line for what's the next deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So without that, I would not be able to perform at the level I'm at now. There's no way that you can sell that many houses and be doing it all yourself. It's impossible.
Right. I mean, it's hard enough full time.
Right.
Like, let alone a part time. You know, you hear that in the industry all the time. Well, I don't want a part time agent. Well, what's a part time agent?
Right.
Is it
right.
The time they actually have to do the job, or is it they only sell 2 to 5 houses a year?
Right.
Me, if you did a full time job and you only sold 5 houses, you're part time to me.
Yeah.
You know, right. you don't get the experience. The issues that pop up with all the deals that we do.
Oh, yeah.
When you're doing volume, obviously we get a ton of issues.
That's my biggest leverage now when I get on the phone and anybody's like, oh, I'm interviewing agents. That is, I'm so thankful for that leverage because I used to have to leverage other people for it. And now I get to leverage my own experience with it. Like, these other agents don't sell as many houses as me, which means that they are not experienced enough in the market to lead you in the right direction. Not as experienced as I am, anyways.
Right.
I've seen 10 times more things. And I know 10 times more about today's market than this other agent that only sells 10, 15 houses a year.
Right. No, and it's true. I mean, I see it right now. I'm currently doing, it's one of those, I've been in this for 20 years, agent.
Yeah.
Those are the fun ones.
Yeah.
And kind of educating her on what the contract states, right? And it's like, I go and look at the numbers, and it's 6 deals in the past year.
Right.
It's like, well, I see why you have questions.
Six houses contracts for 20 years now.
Because you probably have wrote your last contract, right? And, you know, we don't know what the other side looks like as far as their family life and all that stuff. So I'm not going to say every agent is like that. It's just they're not really in it full time, or they're not taking that extra time to actually educate themselves on what's really going on today.
Absolutely. You know? That's the thing is a lot of people don't understand, too. Like, you got to want it. Mm-hmm. You got to want it. If you don't want it, then you're not going to get it. You got to go out there and do the work that it takes to bring in new clients, to market yourself, to prove to the market that you're worthy of their business. And if you don't do that, you're not.
I mean, right now we have all this stuff with lawsuits and everything, and I don't think anybody in this room has said anything about any of that. Social media or otherwise, right?
We're just out there. I want it to go away because all the media coverage, first, is wrong. And second, is just fear mongering people and leading people to believe, leading agents to have tough conversations they shouldn't even have to have because it's on false interpretations of what the media is putting out. And it's just, I need it to go away. You know, right. I think the industry needs it to just get brushed under the rug. Let's go to the next thing so that we can continue business as usual. Because if you're doing your job right, everybody knows that both parties get paid, right?
Right.
And I don't know. I always fight for my paycheck. Right. So I mean, this is nothing new to me. If an agent puts a 2% SBC in a listing and I write an offer on it, I'm putting 3% in there. And if I get pushback, I'm open with my buyer and say, hey, they don't want to pay me what I usually charge. So this is the solutions we have, or we can find another house. I've always had those tough conversations. And so this is nothing new. This is just business as usual.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's forcing those agents that have never had those conversations to now start having to
And because of that, we're going to lose a lot of agents the tier that they should be.
Right.
Yeah. Before this year started, I mean, what was your goal aside from being top 10? Like, what did that look like?
Yeah. So, I mean, last year I set out to do 100 deals and I missed it. I did 88 last year. So this year, same thing. I was like, I have to keep growing, right? So last year I did like a little over 25 million, 88 deals. So this year I want to do 30 million, 100 deals.
Okay, so with 27 already closed in March, you're on pace.
On pace, yeah.
Yeah, you're on track. Okay.
And you know, I always like to look at a goal and say, you know, if I'm going to set a target, it needs to be high enough where I have to really put myself out there and achieve it. And that's honestly how February happened. So February I had 14 deals for 5 million, right? So going into February, you know, January. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, February is always my slow month. February always sucks. That's always the month that my wife has to step up and be like, hey, don't give up. You're going to be okay, you know? So going into that, I knew this, right? So January, I'm freaking out. Hustle, 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 right? Like phone calls, reaching out to past clients, doing everything by the book to a T. And it just came to culmination in February, and it was nuts. February is the busiest month I've ever had. I also took a 4-day vacation with my wife in February.
That's right.
Yeah. Man,
yeah, that's right.
Okay. So,
well, let's hear that story.
Yeah. So, you know, we were supposed to go on that Peak Performers trip down to Mexico. Didn't quite make it. You know, had a little passport issue. And yeah. We figured, you know, we've already got babysitters in line. We've got, you know, the time off. We've already, you know, set all this stuff in motion. And to find out 2 days before the trip, we can't go to Mexico. So I looked at my wife and I was like, we need to do something all inclusive because that's what we were expecting, right?
Right.
And we need to do something somewhere warm because we just spent, I don't know, a couple $1,000 on warm clothes in the middle of winter. You know, we're going somewhere warm. Yeah. So we find this place down in Key Largo. I would have never dreamed 10 years ago. You told me I would have taken a vacation like that. I would have told you you're smoking pot. There's no way.
Yeah. It looked dope though.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that was a daycare for adults.
Okay.
And it was all gated in. It was small. We had the whole place to ourselves and the luxury was just top notch. I never thought things like that existed. And you know, we hemmed and hawed at first, you know, you do something like that and you're like, that's a lot of money, right? to do something like that. And we
last
just,
minute also.
And we just said, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
fly first. If you're going to do it, do it. And do it at top level.
So you went first class?
We went first class.
See, that changes the game for everybody.
We stayed in this luxury bungalow that was just wild.
So is your passport issue fixed?
Not yet. No.
Yeah, let's get that.
Hey, man.
For the next one.
Yeah. I got a year, right? We're going to take care of it. Don't worry. But right now we are launching spruced up renovations.
Right.
We've been trying to put together marketing material and pushing this out to agents and getting it out there. And honestly, our target market for that company is going to be real estate agents. Nobody's going to be able to sell this program better than a realtor. Especially because they're the ones that are walking into houses every day thinking, how am I going to sell this place? Right. So if we can educate agents on how to sell this program and why it benefits them, to the moon, to the moon.
So when you started like really elevating your business, right? Now you're kicking ass, you're doing production, and you've been doing it consistently every single year since I've been here. I mean, was it 2021 since I met you?
Yeah.
Every year it's more and more and more. Now, what does 5 years look like for you from now?
That is a great question. I think we just continue building. Mm-hmm. So, right now the team is, three people deep? So 10 years from now, you're probably looking at a 10, 15 people deep team, all operating at the same level I'm operating at now, and just building.
You take over the market, really.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Shit.
Growth. Like I said, if you're not growing, you're dying, right?
So then what does culminate that with your family life, everything put together? What does your peak look like? Your peak life look like? Like, what is that? It doesn't have to be real estate. Like,
so, I mean, every time I get an opportunity to step away but continue selling houses really opens my eyes. The first time this ever happened, the Navy sent me down to Key West for 2 weeks. And while I was down there, the Navy doesn't push you to do a lot of things when you're in that capacity. So, 2 o'clock we're off every day. So,
right.
I'm running deals and doing things from the beach, X amount of miles away, in a completely different state, and still running things at the same operating level. I actually picked up a listing, got the photos done, put it on the market, and got under contract all while I was gone. And that was my big eye opener. Like, I can do this from anywhere. So what that led to is I can get my time back. If I can do this from anywhere, that means that I can do this while I'm not only in Key West, but I can do this while I'm at my kid's basketball game or, hanging out with my family or taking a family vacation. So like to know that you can run things and enjoy the little time that we have with our families, before they grow up and start doing their own things. It's just huge. And that's really the goal is everything is growth, but everything is growth while getting my time back.
Right. Yeah. I think that's the biggest hurdle right now that especially newer agents, even like myself, when I started, I just knew production. I didn't know how to leverage my time. At a certain point, I think even Mike, was it you that told Mike, like, you need a TC?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they pushed the same thing to me
when he first came to the
and I'm glad they did.
Going way back, man, like when he first came to the team, I'm like, hey, join me. We made a bet. I'm like, you're gonna double your business if you actually get your hands off the product. Use leverage. There's TCs, there's showing agents, there's companies that could do this kind of stuff for you. You sell faster, a better product, less time used. Like even when I had to have that driver, right? When some
right.
was driving for me.
Yep.
Between that and leveraging other people, I sold the most amount of houses consistently from that point forward. Because now I knew if I had a driver, I mean, I would get a driver today, to be honest with you.
Like if I remember you saying that. Like, I don't know if I want to get rid of him.
I would do that because I got picked up at 8:30. I got dropped off at 5. When I was at home, I didn't have any more work to do. It was done. So being able to take a vacation, being able to relax and spend time with your family, because, 0 to 5 is the most important time for your kids. That's when they're going to learn the most. After that, then they start going to school. They learn from other kids, whatever. But you only have that time one time to affect change in them, to send them on a certain dynamic in their lives. So, getting back your time is the most valuable thing.
Yeah.
Time is the most expensive thing if you think about it in terms of life.
Yeah.
It's weird because I'm almost 40.
You don't look it.
I look a day over 50. But I was laying in bed the other day. I was like, I'm almost fucking 40.
Yeah, you got to round up now. You know?
Right. I'm above the 35, so I'm right, like, I'm almost 40. You know, like, where did the time go?
Yep.
You know, and it's only going to get faster. And then you're 50. Now your kids are moving out of the house, and you're like, what did I miss? So, for sure, like, leveraging your people, putting the systems in place, you're going to be able to live a better life and still grow, still enjoy the things you want to enjoy, still help all the families that mm-hmm. we're helping, and just live a happy life.
That's right. Your kids are young.
Yeah, you know? 2 and 5.
Yeah. Right. So, and somebody.
So you're in that category, right?
You're in that category. Right? I mean, you only get so many summers. And
exactly. Honestly, that's my biggest motivator to get out of the Navy, man. It's really the time. I need to get that time back. It was hard. My wife just got out. But before she got out, she was gone on a couple of detachments, right? And she was gone for several months. And it felt like eternity, you know.
Every minute.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know.
I had a cleaner. Like, it was rough. Man.
I had a cleaner and a nanny.
Yeah.
Bro, there was no way I was going to sell this many houses if I had to come home and attend. At that time, my son was an infant. You know, like, he was still in bottles. That's even worse. Man. So, yeah, I mean, and I saw my wife go through the struggle of, you know, missing. Like I said, my son was a toddler, right? She missed his first steps. She missed some of his first words. Like, and she wasn't even gone that long. And that really sat with me. I was like, man, we got to get out of here and make sure we maximize our time with these kids. So one day they're going to be adults, and they don't need us anymore.
That's the thing. Yeah. I mean, I remember when we first came together on a team, it was like 20 years. Well, your wife wasn't planning on getting out either, was she?
No.
Like, it was literally like, and that was my thought process before I really started making momentum, was I'm going to be a master chief. I was actually at my last client event.
You were going to be a master chief.
That's what, one of my guys.
What was Eric like back then?
My guy, David Cumbo, he reminded me, and it made me laugh, man. He came to my client event. I haven't seen him in years. It's been almost a decade since I've seen him. And his command just got transferred over here, and he's like, yeah, you were supposed to be a master chief, remember? And it brought me back, because, like, when I was in A school, my very first A school, I was like, I need to beat my stepdad, because he was a chief, you know, he made chief. How do I beat him? Mm. Make master chief. You know, and then obviously we know the Navy story. But
right. Well, earlier, when you talked about looking at Mike's check, and I remember, you know, E4, E5, what those checks look like. So I could only imagine you looking at, like,
yeah, that's three right. months worth.
I hadn't even been paid for E6 yet. I was getting paid E5 at the time.
Yeah.
And saw this check for $9,000 and was like, what am I doing wrong?
How many houses did you go see before you picked one?
We were easy. We went out and looked at houses one day. We saw 5 houses, and then my wife brought one
Good
up
job,
that
Mike.
I didn't like. I didn't like the house. My wife brought it up, and then Mike was like, that house is fire, you're gonna love it. Right. And I was like,
oh, he's been using fire since then.
Yeah.
Okay.
The vernacular has never changed, bro. It is Mike.
Yeah. So we went out and looked at it and put in an offer, and he got it done. I think Mike actually sacrificed a little bit of commission because I was being a difficult client at the time.
Yeah. Now you know what it feels like.
I do. Yeah, yeah. Now I know what it feels like. Right.
Wait. Difficult? How?
Because
expand on that. I'm just kidding.
You know, they didn't want to give the closing cost assistance I wanted. They didn't want to come down on the price that I wanted, and this, that, and the other, and. Mike ended up making some sacrifices to make it happen.
Gotcha.
He, you know, he kept it under the rug, but I knew what was going on, you know.
It's probably it probably listed like that day you wanted the world. Gotcha. Right. You're that guy. Yeah,
the normal.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah.
This is back in 2016. The market was not what it is today.
Right? Yeah, true.
Right. But I mean, even now, like, when we have clients like that, we all could reminisce doing the same thing. Mike was my agent. You know, I was like, I want closing costs. I want, I want everything. And he's like, I don't know, man. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, this is back in the day. He was like, I need an earnest money deposit check. This is how difficult of a client it was. And I was like, all right, I got it. Come get it. And this man drove to my house and got this earnest money deposit check. And now looking back, I'm like, I'm such an asshole. Why did I do that to
you? Right. Yeah.
But no, it's been a great journey, though, man. Like, being around you, seeing you. You know, obviously, we have a really good friendship. You know, it's been dope. I'm glad you're still a part of the ride. And it's really only the beginning, you know. Really.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we're if we're not growing, we're dying, right? And, yeah, that's everybody in this room knows that the growth. I mean, you just got your broker's license in Cali. That's huge. I know you got big moves coming.
Well, that's the thing. That's how I feel about it. It's like watching you guys hit that next level, right? The company as a whole, it feels super early.
Right.
It's like it's not even close to like
just getting
really
started.
Right. We're still the new kids on the block.
Yeah.
Essentially. Like, you know, 4 years is not huge.
Come on in,
you know,
Mike.
That's baby infant stage still.
Right. We live. Well,
you have to go.
Have a seat, bro. Through.
What's up, Matt? What's good, bro? How you doing? Good. How are you? We've been talking about you. Your ears ringing
the
yet?
Whole damn time. Yeah. We're actually about to just wrap it up. Oh, man. Yeah, we were literally about to wrap it up.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
You got any questions for the great?
He's got like 15 minutes, man. Right.
Yeah,
the myth, the legend, Mr. Salway.
Well, I guess it's just shitty because I don't know what you guys talked about. So.
Yeah.
We talked about you using fire and fuego since like 2005. I don't know when
that shit. Oh, are you talking about how long I've been actually building my brand?
Yeah, man. I told them about the good old Oceana days. I watched you hustling out in the smoke pit.
Oh, man. Yeah, good thing I quit smoking cigarettes. Oh, that shit was going to kill me.
Same.
You smoke cigarettes.
Same.
2 packs of Newports a day.
Damn. I don't know if you know this, but smoking really doesn't kill you.
It's the quitting.
It's the quitting.
It's the quitting that kills you. Well, I feel better since quitting, so hopefully I'm not going to die soon.
Facts.
So you guys talked about it all, huh? Talked about working at Oceana together. Talked about buying your house and selling your house. And
sure did. You looked at your commission check. And
yeah, actually, that seems to be the theme.
Right. Right, but that's what we all get, right? Once they see it, like I got a new agent. Won't say his name, but he's my past client. He saw this.
What's
check.
Dope about seeing the commission check though is like you see it and you want to get into it because you want the money.
Yeah.
Then you realize how much work is the back end.
Exactly. Everybody thinks this shit's easy.
Yeah. Right.
Everybody thinks this is easy.
That's what's dope to me. But yeah,
buyers and sellers just come.
Yeah, they just come out of nowhere, right?
Come on, guys.
Well, did you guys discuss this guy's transition plan?
Bro, we've been through all of it, bro.
Damn. Like
when I say you missed
the, I missed everything.
Missed the episode.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
Matt's a legend. 25 million part-time. You know what I'm saying? Try to get there. It's crazy. Systems work.
Yeah, we talked about the 27 closed.
Yeah, 27 this year.
27 units closed.
Yeah, I know. I thought LJ was going to get you this year. And then the last 2 weeks, I woke up one morning. He said closing day times 5. I was like, all right, bro. Stealing my shit and shitting on me with it is crazy.
Yeah, he talked about that too.
Yeah,
he's like,
I don't usually put up the closing day posts. You know, and I forget honestly.
Yeah,
but you know, I've been seeing a lot on my feed. Everybody's been copying you. Everybody, Iron Valley, you know, it's closing day times whatever, right?
Yeah.
And I was just like, all right, this is the first time ever in my career.
I'm gonna flex on everyone,
and I'm just gonna. Yeah. And just nonchalant closing day times 5. Woo woo.
Yeah. Nah, 5 in a day is crazy, bro.
Yeah, it was wild. February was wild.
What's your best month? February?
February.
Because that was killer.
14 units, $5 million.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Damn.
My best month is 17 units, but it was like $3.4 million.
Yeah, I got lucky. I had
a couple years back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that's a lot, man, especially with the model, just a showing agent and a TC, you know?
Yeah, especially I'm down to one showing agent now.
Don't you like it better that way?
I do. It actually
refines things, right?
Yeah.
Keeps the quality of the product. That's what I found
She ran, you know, he was running her so hard, she had to go get a new car.
Dang, bro.
Yeah, she broke
her car down.
I did, yeah.
put it in the company name.
I almost did because they were trying to really screw her, man. They were trying to give her a 33% interest rate on this car. And I was like, bro, I will buy that car in cash today and write you a promissory note at 10% and save you hundreds of dollars a month.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
And they ended up working with her and got it worked out, so I didn't have to do that. But gotcha. I almost did. I'm considering going out and buying a Benz and being like, this is the company car. It gets parked at the office. You pick it up in the morning. You drop it off in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Put my face on it.
You can do all that.
There you go.
Well, I know you guys touched on it already, but I got questions. So are you going through SkillBridge?
No, they actually, the Navy denied my package.
So we should publish this after you separate?
Nah, man, let it roll. I don't care.
That's crazy.
I mean,
why'd they deny your package? What's the reasoning?
Yeah, so they thought that I was, since I already work for this company, I'm getting a hookup.
A hookup.
And that it would be a waste of taxpayers' dollars for me to collect a Navy paycheck while also working under you guys to further my career and transition my skills.
So all I just heard was 100% veteran-owned company with over 100 years of military service is not currently supported by people in military service.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, well, your chain of command is fucking pathetic.
I agree.
And we should publish that. Fuck you. That shit is crazy, bro. Like, you wonder why people are leaving and committing suicide right there.
Right.
Yeah.
That's insane. Because you've been doing it on the side for however long, that doesn't mean that full-time is the same.
Exactly. And that was the argument I was making.
Like, you still like have to figure out.
Yeah.
You're going to have to figure out your budget. You're going to have to learn how to operate. Like, this becomes your life versus. Yeah.
There's no more little salary.
Yeah,
there's no more guaranteed paychecks,
insurance,
and there's also room. There's also room for growth.
That's right.
Right, like
a broker license.
What if your next move isn't just me and Matt Salway? What if it's Salway Homes' team? What if it's Salway's damn Iron Valley? I don't know.
Yeah,
but like you can't learn any of that or prepare for any of that just because you know the real reason, right?
Yeah, I know
the real reason is because they're upset that you're out here making all this money and they never fucking will.
I agree.
Pathetic.
Yeah, and
those are the people leading your country. By the way, you think we're ready for war? You're probably wrong.
Yeah, and I'll take some ownership on it too, man. I mean, I have not been committed to the Navy for probably the past 3 years.
Yeah,
and it shows. You know, so in their head, they were like, "This dude doesn't give a fuck about us, so we don't give a fuck about him."
Yeah, and that's exactly the way it works. It's like, oh, he's a shitbag.
Same time, I peel away every day from my parking spot with two middle fingers out the fucking window in my Mercedes, and people don't like that either.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're haters. They couldn't stand him when he bought his S550 and was parking next to the smoke pit.
Yeah.
The maintenance master chief could not stand him. But you know what else the maintenance master chief needed?
His
EOSU pods. You know what Eric was really good at? RFI and EOSUs. So, you know, when you're good at your job, which I know you are. We worked together.
Well, I was, man. I really, probably in the past 2 years, actually, probably in the past 1 year, I just put it down, man.
You're going to tell me you haven't trained a sailor or helped a sailor or showed up to work when you were supposed to or did your job?
I definitely did the job. I just haven't gone above and beyond, which is what they want from you these days.
No, that's wrong. That's what they want from people that perform. And because you perform for so long, it's now fucking expected. So what they should really do as the shitty fucking leaders that they are is go train your fucking replacements.
Facts.
And that's the argument that we have. It's like
so weak.
You and me are going to get paid the same, whether I go above and beyond or do the bare minimum.
Absolutely. Because I was that guy. You know that. You worked with me.
Yeah, he told me. He's a shoe shot. You just come out with shiny shoes and mow your lawn.
I told him uniform, 10X everything, man.
Bro, listen. Crispy. Telling you. It didn't matter if it was coveralls, NWs, whatever. Boot shine, uniform crispy, haircut crispy, all that. Come to work early, leave late, blah, blah, blah. Nobody gives a fuck. They're just abusing you until they're done. Like,
And then they're on to the next guy.
Insane. Yeah. You're a bean on the bean counters list. Yeah. It's crazy, bro.
Yeah, and as soon as you show them that you're not committed to the fight, you're not committed to whatever that they're committed to, have to project their hate onto you because you're not aligning with what they. It's like when you go buy a new car, right? And you go tell your buddy like, hey, you should buy a new car too. You got to justify your purchase. You got to justify that you didn't get fucked by the dealer, right? It's the same thing. They all bit into this 20, 30-year career that they've committed their entire lives to, and you haven't, and they got to convince you to do it, and if you don't, then it invalidates their decision to make it a career.
It's the game.
Exactly.
Like, it's not being committed to your job or what we all did. It's the game they want you to play.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to say, oh, he's an idiot.
Right.
He's stupid.
Like, when I was getting out, it was funny because I had multiple chiefs in first class come to me and say, if you ever need help or you need a resume or you need something, call me. And I was like,
I won't ever need a fucking thing from you.
And I was very polite about it because some of them I knew was malicious.
Yeah.
Some of them were like, if you ever need anything, call
me. Yeah, MP's real.
Because this is a job where it could be great, it could be bad. They didn't know me outside the Navy.
Yeah.
You know, so the ones that were malicious about it, like, I hope you fail. those are the same ones that called me to sell their house.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's like, yep. Okay, I got you, bro.
I feel like that was the worst part of the experience, bro.
It's the game. It's
I was top tier, man. First year chief, you got me running a whole departmental program where I only answer to the XO and the maintenance officer. But in 30 seconds time, I'm not shit. A phone call, I'm not shit. Not the guy that shows up and gives you 12, 14, 16 hours every day, leads you to success, is training your chiefs and your JOs because they've never taken an aircraft carrier out to sea in their life. They're all squadron people, and I lived on carriers my whole career. But don't listen to me. Do whatever you want. That's fine.
What other questions did you have?
About what? Matt? Yeah. Like what? I guess since
military.
Yeah, I guess because they denied it. What's that transition look like now? I mean, what's the plan?
How many days?
Yeah, I have 313 days left.
Bam.
313.
Detroit.
313.
Right. 313. That's funny.
It's going to, I'm telling you, as busy as you are on what you're doing now, it's going to fly by.
Hey, man, it's just business as usual. That's all. So I'm going to show up and do my fucking job every day. And I'm going to take this. Here's the big difference, right? This is the problem that people in the military have is they look at people like me and they're like, fuck that dude. Because you weren't willing to put in the work. Here's the difference, right? I show up to work on time. You show up to work on time. You go take a cigarette break. I go take a cigarette break. You fucking play on your phone. I make money. You know what I'm saying? You take a lunch break and you fuck around and sleep in your car. I'm making money. You go home and play video games and fucking go to sleep at 6 p.m. I'm at home taking care of my family and making fucking money. It's a problem with people, man.
Clip that. that's a great point because that's something we talked about in another episode where it was like people forget, like they're like, we can't live off these wages and shit and this and that. It's like everybody had a fucking second job when they wanted a car or they wanted another luxury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody had a second job since I could remember. Money was always a problem.
Yeah.
It's been a problem.
Sure. Like, it'll be a problem until we all dead too.
Yeah. How do you go 100%. Get it?
So, yeah, I mean, are you going to shift to more showing agents, a team? Do you have any firm aspirations? You know, are you staying in Virginia? Just what's that all look like, man? Because now you got to start planning, bro. Like,
I know.
You say 313, but when you're at like 3, shit's like, oh, it's real close. What are we doing?
That's right. Start your disability claims,
all right? Yeah, no, yeah. I've already got a VSO and all that good stuff, so I'm working on it. But, I think I'm going to venture out into the commercial side, open up some of that aspects. I know it's a tough industry to crack, so it's going to be tough because I'm maintaining the growth that I'm having in residential, so it probably includes more showing agents. More lead sources, all that good stuff, and continue to grow there while also trying to expand in this other market. And I'd love to get that going now. That's what I've been kind of doing some research, reading some books, and doing the things that are needed to be done.
You mean you're self-educating?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. People do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Once in a while.
Oh. Yeah. So should I self-educate every time I'm in the car?
So do I. I'm at 16 laws of communication right now. It's really good.
Nice. I'll have to write that down. 16 Laws of Communication?
Yeah, it's by Maxwell. It's fire.
I'll add that to the library.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's what we need is
an pretty soon you guys are going to be adding one of my books to your library.
That's all right.
That's my goal.
Well, if it ever comes out, you know what I'm saying?
They'll come out.
You going to wrap that shit up or what?
Super fire.
I need it signed, Mike. I need it signed.
You mean, I'll give you a signed copy.
Yeah, I want a signed
copy.
I
get kudos all the time for writing that book that I wrote.
I'll even buy it.
See that shit on my...
It's going to be a little different than that, okay? Yeah. We're talking about different kinds of books here, Matt. Yours is... but see, the book is just a business card.
It is. Know? It's got my face on it. Somebody else wrote it. They charged me to put my face on it and print it.
Of course. Absolutely.
Yeah, but now...
Good info in there.
We looked today.
Pick up a copy today.
Well, we looked today. He's number 14 in our market. So currently,
I'm trying to crack top 10, man. I really thought closings in a day was going to
get you there. I thought LJ was going to beat you, man. You clipped him out real quick.
Yeah,
he's coming on strong though.
It's all good. Like I was telling them earlier, I encourage anybody that wants to compete to go for it because I'm not really competing with anybody but me. Mm-hmm. I'm competing with Matt Salway from 2023, bro.
That's exactly why you are where you are. That's why. People look at everyone else when they should just be looking at themselves.
Yeah. If you did 8 mil last year, fucking do 9 this year. That's the goal. It shouldn't be to catch Matt Sauer. It should be to just beat who the fuck you were last year.
Well, that's where the mind shift changes. It's not always the numbers.
It's not always sales, right?
The next level of education, the next here, there, you know.
Yes.
And that changes for anybody out there, too, because your goals may be different than mine. Your 100%. Goals may be to do the exact same numbers you did last year, but spend more time with your friends and family and kids.
Or, in Eric's case, I want to recreate what I have here in California, but nobody here has done it in California, so I'm going to hire a coach. This motherfucker just hired Ryan Serhant.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. That's cool, man. I don't care. Because we went from like that dude is my idol to we met him to now he's your coach.
That's awesome. I didn't know that. Thanks for sharing, bro. I appreciate that. I had to hear that.
That just happened.
Yeah. I just did that.
I not supposed to say
that? No, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, it's just super cool, man, because Eric and I went to an event and we were like, seminar, whatever. And then Serhant, we actually we didn't just meet him. We got to sit down and have lunch with him. He called us out on the stage during the event. And now, full circle, Eric's hiring him as a coach. I'm a certified coach. Andy's a coach. Everything's just coming together. Yeah, but it's that next level. If he wants to go recreate this on the West Coast, he needs somebody with a different mind. Because it's a different type of place. It's a different style. Right. It's a different energy. And
you definitely need people for that. I mean, you haven't lived over there in how many years?
I've never lived there.
Oh, I thought you.
But his wife's family's from there. That's why he visits all the time. So he's not well versed. You know, it's just
But you don't know the market.
Correct.
I was just actually talking to Brilliant about this, and I'm scared as shit to go to a new market,
bro.
3,000 miles away.
I love it though. Be comfortable being uncomfortable.
Right, 100%. Well, that's where I'm like, you go back to the basics. I'm good at sales. I'm good on the phone.
Yeah.
So what do you think I'm gonna do for the first year?
Absolutely. But also, you have proof of concept, though.
Right.
You get to go there and say, hey, listen, my first firm was 4,400 square feet. I put 140 bands up, and we made it.
Right.
Right? So while you're nervous or fearful, you also have confidence as well.
Oh, 100%.
Where it's like, I've already done this, man. It's just a new spot.
It's going to take like a month to figure out the market. Like, let's be real. It's funny
because people were looking at me like I was crazy because I was talking to a few agents out there. I went and bought... I peeped this from LJ because I thought it was a good idea. So I went and bought maps of the area, like legit paper maps, so I could circle neighbors and find out where's where, who's what, what's where, because I don't know shit about that.
To
region.
Be real,
but
we
also
did that already too, though.
But the people you're talking to over there, like their aspirations aren't to open a company either. Like let's be real there also. Like you're talking to just normal ass agents.
Right. When you go to different areas and you see what they're doing, because Breland's scared too. And he's like, I don't know, And I'm like, these guys are making good money working 3 days a week, golfing 3 days a week. And it's like, cool, dude. If you keep this drive you have here, you could use this drive and implant it anywhere you walk into.
Exactly.
Whatever room
I may
walk
not know
into.
The market, but I'm just going to outwork you. And I'll
That's also why the conversation with Breland, I changed his whole perspective. He's like, do I get my license and hang it at another firm out there, this, that, and the third? I said, hell no. You'd be starting over. What you do is leave here and use your resume as a successful team lead and a top producing agent. And this is what's leveraged me into being a company owner. Come join me, and here's my proof of concept. Here's what I've done. Here's how I did it. Here's the people I learned from, and this is why you should come follow me.
Right.
Not, I'm the new agent in the area. No, you're not new, man. You're not new. You're a company owner. You've directed the efforts of over 7,000 real estate transactions. That's where the Navy chief comes out and me with the write-ups and the bios and the, everything that he has done isn't just Eric Edwards or Steadfast Real Estate Team. It's Iron Valley Real Estate.
Right.
And then, so it goes into all of it.
Right. And then building the story is going to be kind of dope because we're literally going to film from now on every flight I jump on to go out there to check out properties. We're actually going to rent an RV and take 3 weeks to drive out there. So we're going to document that whole story.
I like it.
Not many people are going to be able to say I went clear across the country, transplanted a whole entire company, 4 dogs. At that point, I'll have 4 kids with me in an RV. Pissed off at life, still doing deals here. I'm gonna be doing deals while I'm driving.
Yeah, of course you are.
So gonna be a huge story.
But that's about the stuff that people don't see either. Like the dude just got full custody of his kids. He just got his California license, and he's still smashing here.
Right.
Forgetting some shit time to time. but
as we all do.
You know, that's what
it's life.
That's what everybody's for. We got a solid team. You know, if we forget something, we'll figure it out.
But no, I mean, the growth is great. It's great to see literally what you've done. I look forward to seeing you for the next 5-10 years. Yeah, I've always been a cheerleader, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just excited to see where this whole group of people that are in this room are in the next 5 years.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
like
every day changes, man.
It's just going. It's just going. Like, I don't even know.
One last question before Mike sends it off, so he could do something since he came in late. Do you have any questions for any of these guys? Anything?
I feel like we're all pretty close, man. Y'all know me pretty good, and
yeah, we've been around each other a while.
Yeah. So I think if I had any questions, they would have been asked.
You don't have one? Not a single question to put us on the spot?
Oh, man. No,
if you don't have one, you don't have to ask, bro.
Okay. I was gonna say, I don't know.
Yeah, don't make up a shitty question.
Yeah. That's funny.
Hell yeah.
But I mean, I appreciate all the support you guys have given me over the years. You know, it's been a long road. It's been a very rewarding one.
It's been fun.
Yeah, I still think back to 82 Night Check Salway.
Fuck off, 82 Night Check Salway.
Like, what the fuck were we doing, man?
Yeah, to think where we came, and just think about it, man. That was, 9-10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
What's another decade look like? That's the chapter we got to write now.
Oh, we got to get past this fucking eclipse, apparently.
What eclipse? I'm not even in the know.
This shit's hilarious to me.
I have no idea.
That's funny.
Send it off, bro.
We're sending it off?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, Matt, thanks for coming. Sorry I was late. I was at a meeting that ran long. Are you coming to the VIP watch party June 4th for the Eric Thomas interview? I'd really appreciate your support. And anybody
need to
watching.
Get tickets.
There's a link in the group.
The link's in the bio.
Trust me, you've tagged me in it 17 times already.
It's also in your email too.
text, email blast, social media.
All right, so apparently Mike's talking to ET on June 4th. Got it.
Inside Joe, we're not buying our tickets to the last minute just to keep them stressed.
Please don't. Please. Well, I guess that's it then. Please subscribe, click the link below. Appreciate you.